He's an American soccer coach. He's a former defender. He retired in 2008 after a fantastic 13-year career and one of the MLS's original players. But he's the coach, he's the manager, he's the technical director of your Toronto FC, coming off an incredibly impressive 4-1 win at BMO Field against DC United. Please welcome Greg Vanney. Greg, how are you this morning? I think Greg's there.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, there you are. There you are.
Oh, okay. Thanks for having me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, of course. I just gave you the huge intro, and then all of a sudden it was like silence. I'm like, oh, Jesus, that always happens. So,
I heard it. It was awfully kind.
Greg, let me ask you this question, because it was right off the top. Is there a Pokemon Go issue yet with the Toronto FC, or are you guys okay?
We're okay. I haven't seen guys wandering around the locker rooms or the facility just yet, so.
Because Jose Mourinho has banned Manchester United players from playing Pokemon Go, I think, 48 hours before games. I mean, that's what it's come to at this point.
Wow.
And I don't know if you heard this. I said it was Markham, but a woman in Newmarket actually shot some people with a pellet gun because they were playing Pokemon Go near her house. So she kind of lost her mind. I think it really is indicative of what's going on in our world when Jose Mourinho has to tell his players no Pokemon Go 48 hours before games. And before we talk about the actual game on Saturday, how much, I've always been curious, what kind of rules, I mean, is there any particular rules that you put in place for players, or are we in an era where you kind of almost you got to rely on guys just knowing that they have to behave a certain way? And the reason I bring it up is, you look what happened with Chris Sale, the pitcher for the White Sox, who cut up the team's alternate jersey and then really isn't apologetic about it at all. But in this era, is it pretty much, listen, these guys are adults and you kind of leave it to them to police themselves?
No, I mean, we have some rules. We don't have a ton. And we have a lot more, what I call, words that we think are important to our team and who we want to be in terms of our culture and things like that. And I think guys, then by and large, with the group of players we have, they do a pretty good job of policing themselves. Myself or the staff, we don't have to get too involved in that. It's really kind of a good group of guys who, understand what it means to be a part of a team and what that entails. And so I think we have a good way in that way, and I think the guys are really responsible in that way. So that's good. It's not always that way in the locker room, but I feel like our guys are very diligent with those types of things.
Greg Vanney, TFC manager, is our guest, coming off a big 4-1 win. And how much of a relief was that for you after the loss in San Jose, which you were disappointed, you were critical. It was a tough loss. I mean, Bono had a tough day of it, and you showed confidence going back with him. We'll touch upon that in a second. But Giovinco was on fire, could have had four, got three, and the entire team looked like they were pretty fluid and playing together in a way that we've seen this season, but again, you discussed the injuries. That game was pretty impressive. Give us your assessment of the way you played against DC United.
Yeah, I thought we had the right amount of energy. I thought it was the right responses, as you mentioned, from the game before. We were, as a team, as individuals, I think we were all ashamed, embarrassed that we actually lost the game before. The week prior to this weekend to DC, everybody was working very hard, and it was very clear what our intentions were coming out on the weekend in terms of tactically and wanting to be aggressive in the attack and those types of things. And I think the energies matched what was expected on the day. In terms of quality, I thought we did a great job of attacking their back line. I thought, between Seba and between Jordan and the midfielders getting out and breaking into the attack and Jay, that we created a lot of problems for them. I thought we were still a little bit too spread apart defensively, which led to a few too many chances for my liking, but we'll tighten that up. But in the grand scheme of things, I thought just the energy and the commitment to really work and to play attacking soccer was good. And as we got the lead off of two unbelievable free kicks by Seba that we've seen before, but it's nice to see them again. And another great attack that I thought was a really good team attack that led to Sebastian putting one off the post, and Marky did a great job of following it up and finishing it. But that gave us a nice lead, and then the opposition then is forced to come and attacking us. And then we, as we did that, then we were able to get Josie on and wanted to get him started up again. We brought the Saints on, who we just recently signed, and we had so much power and speed and ability in the attack that we were creating a lot of chances and counterattacks. That it was just a little bit through a lack of just that final piece that we didn't have a few more, I thought, in the end. But I thought the energy and the response from the game before was proper to be at home as well. And we need to play like that.
Yeah, and again, the entertainment value is pretty high because there were all kinds of turns, passes, flicks. I mean, the team was very inspired at both ends, and as you said, it was the proper response after coming off the San Jose game. I have not seen the team play with that type of fluidity and that type of offensive flair all season long. And then, as you said, inserting Ricketts and Josie, it just added that much more firepower. And you've had difficulty scoring this year. It looks like, I'm not going to jinx you, but it looks like you're going to have at least more opportunity to do that with this current lineup.
Yeah, and I think, again, as we continue to get healthy, I think we'll continue to drive forward in terms of being a dangerous team in the attack and continuing to score goals. I think the biggest thing I thought was once we were able to, especially to get that first goal, I think was a big relief for him. You know, we can say anything we want, but I know he was pressing to really start to put the ball in the back of the net. So he got that, and he got the second one, and you could see the game and the group just kind of, the mood lightened a little bit, and everybody was just a little bit quicker, was a little bit faster, a little more fluid, as you said, and things were on the attacking side was we weren't so constrained. We were moving the ball to each other. We weren't over dribbling. We were really using each other and moving well for each other, and the ball was moving quickly. And when we do that, our team is very, very difficult to defend because we've got a nice blend of athleticism and guys who can handle the ball and move. And I think a lot of teams in this league will have difficulty when we are moving the ball and moving ourselves quickly around the field, then we will create chances. There's no question.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, Greg Vanney is our guest, TFC technical director and, of course, manager. And winning 4-1 in the first of four at BMO Field, and now having essentially a week off with the All-Star break and the All-Star game, the MLS All-Star game goes on Thursday in San Jose. You're playing Columbus on Sunday. What are you going to be working on? I know you're about to get on the pitch here for practice, but what are you going to be working on this week?
Yeah, more of the same that we were doing last week. You know, we went through a stretch over the last, month and a half where we weren't really having many training sessions. We were playing the Canadian Cup, and we were traveling, across country, both to Vancouver, out to Portland, out to San Jose. We weren't getting many training sessions in. So this little period where we had all last week to prepare for a game and this week all week to prepare for a game, we just have to get back to some details that I thought we maybe got loose on a little bit over the course of that time period, just by having back-to-back games and not being able to do as much training as we like. So we want to keep doing the same things. We want to be, again, like I said, a little bit tighter defensively. I think that's going to be necessary against the Columbus team, that we not get too spread out and we're a little bit more precise with our defending work, but then also to remain aggressive attacking-wise and to continue to be fluid, as you said, and the ball to be moving quickly and to be dangerous. So we'll continue to build how we want to play, especially as we start to get guys back off the injury list, but also because we're at home for a lot of this final stretch, and we need to be proactive on the attacking side and really create and go for goal.
Well, kudos to you for giving Alex Bono another shot and putting him right back in there, and he responded. And having Ricketts and Altidore there now as further options to add to the what can be a dynamic offense only bodes well for the next three games at home. Greg, thanks a lot for doing this, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take care.